Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. In a recent Southern New Hampshire University survey, 500 people were asked about their plans for the future. Of those surveyed, 17% expressed a desire to own their own business. They viewed business ownership as a way to better prepare themselves in the event of future uncertainty in the marketplace. Are you thinking of starting a small business? You're not alone. In fact, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration, there are more than 32.5 million small businesses in the United States. 13% of those businesses are startups. But with so many existing businesses, you might be wondering if there's still room for you to launch your own venture. If you're thinking about starting a small business in 2023, here are a few things to keep in mind. In today's world, everyone with an idea, some ambition, and a willingness to work hard can start a business. Thanks to technology, you no longer need expensive office space or equipment. You can run your entire operation from your laptop. When it comes to starting a small business, technology has made things easier and more affordable than ever before. You can launch an entire e-commerce operation for less than $100. In 2019, prior to the pandemic, there were 1.04 million new businesses compared to the 928,000 businesses that closed. About two-thirds of the small businesses survive after 2 years, about half after 5 years, and only about one-third survive after 10 years. The number drops to 25% after the 15-year mark. Small businesses typically are more impacted by economic conditions than larger businesses. Of the 15 million jobs lost during the beginning of the pandemic in the second quarter of 2020, 8.6 million were small business jobs. Starting a business is not for the faint of heart. It takes a tremendous amount of work, patience, and grit to create something from nothing and make it profitable. With me today to discuss starting your own business is Neil Abitabolo. Neil was a guest on Score Business Points last year. Before we get into the subject of starting your own business, let me tell you a little bit about Neil and his business background. Neil is a former businessman and a certified Score mentor. He has experience in C-level operating and financial corporate positions and in consulting activities for small through medium-sized entities in a variety of industries in both established and startup situations. Neil also has participated as an entrepreneur with an equity stake in a manufacturing business. He has served as an officer, board director, and corporate turnaround expert. Neil has over four decades of experience in driving business transformation, restructuring financial operations, managing companies through bankruptcy reorganizations, and negotiating refinancing and equity placements. He is adept at developing customized models to drive growth and reduce costs for industrial manufacturing, logistics, and business service companies. Neil's expertise includes strategic planning, risk management and mitigation, private equity, mergers and acquisitions, divestitures, startups, public markets, and operations improvement. All right, welcome back to Score Business Points, Neil.
Thank you, Michael.
We're going to start talking about starting your own business. So, of course, question is, why would someone want to start their own business?
People generally look to start their own business when they for one of four reasons, I think. The first is they want to be their own boss. They want to have a little bit more control of their work life. The second is, and very importantly, people are looking for financial independence or a better level of financial position in the world and believe that they can achieve that through their own business, owning their own business. The third is to use their skills and abilities perhaps more than they are using, as they are using them currently in their existing job or occupation or position. And the last is some people just like to work alone, not without contact with others, but where they're pretty much truly a sole proprietor or a sole entrepreneur. They're responsible. They take the activity on their own and like to manage their lives that way.
How would the potential business owner decide what business is right for them?
The best way to do that is to conduct an inventory of your own abilities and capabilities. The first is, what skills do you have? What are you capable and competent to do? The second is, what are you interested in? Perhaps it's a hobby that you want to convert into a business, or you have particular interest in certain activities that you're not currently involved with, and this might give you an opportunity to get more involved in that area. Your experience, knowledge, technical ability is important. So what special knowledge can you bring to the table to support your own business endeavor? And what do you like to do? That's also important. Many of us find ourselves in positions that are perhaps not as satisfying as we would like. And one of the reasons might be that we're doing things that we just have no interest in. And entrepreneurs are often driven by getting involved in things that they enjoy doing. And the last part of this is, well, what do other people say about you in relationship to your ability to run your own business? What do they think you're good at? What are your coworkers, friends, relatives, business connections say about your aptitude for things? And that really is, you know, what are the things that you are good at? So those are the major reasons, major points there.
But what kind of questions should the potential business owner ask him or herself about actually starting the process of opening a business?
Right. The most important thing is there a market for your product or service? Are there customers for whatever your business idea might be? Ideally, we're all trying to run a business that is profitable. And to be profitable, you need to have sales on a fairly regular basis. And if there isn't a particular market for the product that you want to manufacture and sell, or the service that you want to provide, then that's not going to be a very successful business choice. And the market sometimes is just the geography that you're in. So there may be a very, very good market for a service that you want to provide on a national basis or a state basis, but within the area that you're going to run your business, maybe there isn't much demand for that. So that's very important. Going back to what you need to be successful or to start a business, that is, again, it comes up all the time. What's your experience? What education level do you have for that particular business activity? And do you have the training? Do you have the expertise to do this? So if you're, for example, if you want to go into the business of painting houses and you've never painted a house, or you don't really know what brush to use or what paint to buy, then even though your intentions are good and you're serious about it, that may not be the right choice. That may not be the thing for you to focus on. The next is, can you prepare a credible business plan? Business plans, we'll get to that later, I think. But business plans are very important. And if you don't have the ability or the determination or the strength to put a business plan together, that's going to be a difficulty for you as you go forward. And the last thing is, you know, what if you need financing or outside sources of money? If this is something that you can't fund on your own, will you be able to get the funds from somebody else? And then you should also ask yourself, well, what happens if it doesn't work? What if I fail? So that's, you know, what's my fallback? What will my personal and financial position be if, for whatever reason, the business is not successful?
Okay, let's say the new entrepreneur has come up with an idea for a business, has asked and answered all of the questions you suggested. So what's the next step in the process?
This is also fairly involved and depends upon how much time and effort the potential entrepreneur is willing to spend on this. But the most important thing is really to do research. And research is about your business, about the area that your business will be located, what kinds of skills, experience you need, and what is the market value or pricing, perhaps more simply stated, or the type of business that you're going to go in. And the internet is a great source for this. We have the ability now to gather significant amounts of information just by spending some time, sometimes slogging away at the internet searches and researching information that's available there. A library is also not a bad source, sort of old school in a sense, but there's quite a bit of information in library resources that could be of value. Local business groups, Chamber of Commerce, that could also be a good source of research when you talk to other business people about what might be in their needs or what they're looking to be able to obtain to make their business successful or what success they've had. And it could even be potentially competitors. You might want to do some research and have some conversation with them. Census and demographic data is very important, sometimes not that easy to obtain. But again, when we talk about all businesses are local, if you're selling pretzels in your town, how many potential customers do you have? Maybe you live in a town of 50,000 people, and realistically, only 500 of those people would have interest in buying your product. So that's important. The first step of there's 50,000 people in my area is a good step. But you have to drill down as far as you can to hone in on who might buy your product. I touched on it briefly, but we can go back to communications a bit and talk to everybody, your competitors, if you can, potential customers. Suppliers are a good source of information about business knowledge. They're providing materials or services into the same industry or the same business sector, and they'll provide some good insight. Of course, they're looking for more customers. They have to bear that in mind. Trade associations are also good. Friends, relatives, associates, bankers can be a good source, particularly if that's a start on your journey, to try to get some funding. And the most important thing, or a very important thing, is we have business mentors in SCORE who can provide a lot of help in this stage of your process. At the end of this, I would say, if we go to maybe look at Shark Tank, everybody's familiar with that show, I think. And one of the questions they frequently ask on the show is this a business rather than a hobby? And, what is the business valuation? And the value of any business is first going to be determined by the availability of customers in your market. Those are the things that the new entrepreneur, I think, should focus on.
That's a fairly detailed and complicated process. What's the typical time frame associated with all these steps?
Yeah, I would say there isn't a typical time frame. People who want to start a new business, sometimes they're totally free to do this with respect to their time and effort. So this is their focus. They're going to work on this 12 hours a day, 6-7 days a week, and it may not take them as long to go through all of the items mentioned before. Some people are doing this potentially or initially as a second job, so to speak. So they're going to keep their full-time job, and they're looking to start a business that they can work on at night or on the weekends, or gradually convert perhaps from getting a salary or wages from a company to moving off and doing it on their own. And they'll have less time in the course of a week to do this kind of research. But the research is important, and I think people need to take the time to do this competently and completely. And every business is going to be different. So some businesses may be very detailed, very involved, require a significant amount of research. And some businesses perhaps are a little bit more straightforward and may not require quite as much time and effort before you actually start your business or start your business journey. So again, I don't think there's a time. I think it's a lot of it is what's the type of business you're going to get into, and also how much availability do you have to work on this, because it does take time.
Once you've gone through this and the business has come up with an evaluation that he's completed everything, so how does the business owner actually go about getting the business opened?
Starting point is always sales. Now, the product or services that you're going to sell, make, or buy, you have to be very determined and very, very distinct as you define what that is. So if you're going to make a widget, if you're in manufacturing, you need to describe or identify the specific widget that you want to manufacture and sell. If you're going to provide maybe consulting services, you have to understand what type of consulting services you're going to provide or you're going to do. The next thing that's important is the geography or location of the business relates to the demographic information. Is your business going to be located in an area where there are enough customers, where there's enough population density and interest in your product or service that can support the business that you're attempting to get into? Another important thing is, what's the legal structure going to be? Do you need a trade name? Do you have a trade name? If there's technology involved, is it important to get a patent? You know, that's the question that you would need some legal assistance on. But if you have a unique idea that's really not available in the market currently, then you want to make sure that as you go forward with this, you have some protection. That does cost money. And entrepreneurs in the beginning don't all have lots of money, but it may be a very, very important step. Businesses need to be registered, usually within the state that they're operating in. And depending upon the business, you may need a license or permits. Certainly in food service as an industry, there are requirements there. Before you can open a food service business or a food distribution business, you have to go through a process of making sure that you have the proper licensing and or permits. Insurance is important. Other resources, what else do you need besides what you're bringing to the table yourself, including your knowledge? You know, what other things do you need? If you're manufacturing, you're probably going to need machinery, equipment, space. If you're providing a service, perhaps you don't need as much physical plant, but there still may be things that you need, including additional people, perhaps. Rising on this list over time has been what I define rather generally as web and social media presence. This is incredibly important. Many of us purchase things and engage services almost strictly by interface through the internet. And if you're going to start a business, I think you absolutely, 100%, have to have a web presence, whether that web presence is a vehicle for you to take orders and book business or not. You still need that presence. Record keeping is important. We can speak about accounting and financial information, but just generally speaking, there's information that you need to record, perhaps so you can learn from the history, or you have a record of how you did something or what your particular sale involved, so you can refer back to that again. There's a phrase called BAIL, B-A-I-L, and that stands for bankers, accountants, insurance people, and legal representation. And again, depending upon the kind of business that you're going to get into, how involved it is, what your personal skill set is, these are professionals that at a minimum, you should speak with them, and perhaps you need to engage them depending upon the degree of difficulty in your business. Business planning is important, and that needs to include how you're projecting this business to develop over a period of time. So you could have a particularly good idea. There may be a demographic need for the product. The market is good for this, but you have to make sure that how this business goes forward and what you're expecting it to do makes sense and also generates enough income and enough cash to make it successful. And perhaps the final thing here is on the funding side, you know, how much money do you need to get this business started and to run the business for a period of time until the sales are large enough, hopefully, to cover your expenses. And as you define that number or that range, the second important part of that question is, do you have the funding to support that on your own? Or do you need to get outside help, outside financing?
That's a lot of items on your checklist, and that's really pretty extensive. So how would the new owner go about accomplishing all of these tasks?
Yeah, that's tough. And that's perhaps the most difficult part of starting a business, which is not only do you have to understand all of the components that go into starting the business and how it's going to operate, but you have to understand whether or not you have the capability and knowledge and time to take care of all these things. You know, sometimes when we talk about accounting and financial records, people throw their hands up and say, you know, I don't know anything about accounting. And that may be true, or maybe it's something that you don't particularly care to get involved with, but it's something that's very important for the business. It can be simple, it can be complicated, but nonetheless, it's important, and you'll have to decide as you start your business, is this something that you can do? Is it something that you can learn, that you're prepared to learn to the degree necessary for the business, not perhaps in incredible detail? Or is it something that you're going to need some outside help to get that accomplished? It's really important to understand, you know, what your capabilities are, understand what you can do, and understand what it's going to take to get somebody else to help you do that. You may have a friend or a spouse, significant other, who has some expertise in this area, and perhaps they're going to help you, and or you may need to solicit help from somebody that you would pay, not necessarily as an employee, maybe as an outside consultant, or think about maybe you need to go into this business with a partner, with somebody who's going to share the work, share some of the items that you personally are not comfortable doing. And in return for that, you're going to have to participate, hopefully, in the future success of the business.
I know that a business entity can take one of four different legal structures, and we can spend an entire show just talking about each one of the structures, their pros and their cons. So there are a sole partnership, there's a proprietorship, sole proprietorship, a partnership, a limited liability company, a corporation. So rather than spend so much time talking about the pros and cons, let's move on. That ends part one of my discussion with Neil Abitabolo about starting your own business. As you heard from Neil, people start their own business for many different reasons. They may want to be their own boss, they may be looking for financial independence, others feel they're not using their skills fully, and some just want to work alone. Whatever the reasons for starting your own business, Neil pointed out there are certain questions the potential business owner must ask him or herself. Is there a market for the product or service offered that will allow the business owner to earn money and make a profit? Do you have the right kind of business experience, education, or training? Can you prepare a credible business plan? And lastly, what if you can't find funding? Or what if you fail? That covers a small portion of what Neil went over in part one. In the remaining two parts, Neil will cover why a business plan is important, the benefits of that plan, the various plan sections, other ways of owning your own business, protecting against contingencies, ways of obtaining financing, the five C's of credit, the administrative tasks of a business, why businesses fail, and why businesses succeed. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, Score provides free business mentoring and education for the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of Score holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj, and click on local workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for part two of Starting Your Own Business with my guest, Neil Abitabolo. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/SoutheastNJ. That's score.org/SoutheastNJ. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.